you look at the numbers, your defense has been really good, but what do you judge your defense by this time of year?
Well, I think you're, number one, trying to evaluate guys, try to put them in situations where they have an opportunity to show you what they're capable of doing. So I think that's the number one thing. And you like to see guys, no matter what time in the game, go out and be able to perform, you know, within the scheme. And you're obviously looking for, you know, the pursuit of the football, the fundamentals, you know, the tackling, the block protection, you know, the gap control, people doing their job, you know, seeing how accountable guys are. That's a big part of playing good defense is everybody playing off of each other, not trying to do too much and take care of your job. And I think for the most part, you know, our young guys have really done a good job of that.
Is there a concern about the D-line depth at this point and maybe even the cornerback depth as well?
Well, you know, you go into every season, we'll see how, you know, this game goes Thursday night and then evaluate how our roster comes together. And one of the things that we try to do is have a lot of flexibility within, you know, our packages to accommodate, you know, different numbers at different positions. So, in this game nowadays, you never know, you know, an injury or two here or there, you know, can really change the way you look and some of the things that you do. So, that'll be part of our evaluation process. You know, hopefully we get a good look at a number of players, you know, Thursday night, and then we'll see where we are from a number standpoint. I mean, obviously we know we aren't going to have Mike Pinnell or Goodson, you know, for the first four games.
Tom, do you try to stress these guys at all with some things maybe they haven't done as much of in this game, or you think just playing fast and playing basic, your basic?
It normally takes care of itself. You know, when you cut, you know, make the cuts, cut down, and then, you know, we've got a number of guys that, are injured right now. So that cuts the numbers down. So you're going to see some players playing a lot more probably than what they've played up to this point in time in the last preseason game, and that's just the way things work out. So to me, it's a great opportunity for some guys because they're going to get more of an opportunity and to play more plays than what they've played up to this point in time.
Did Kenny Clark get enough work? I mean, I know he missed part of the offseason program, and now he's missing this. Assuming he's back for week one, did he get enough work in between?
Well, I don't know if you ever feel that guys get totally enough work, you know, especially young guys. But I think Kenny's made progress when he's been in there. And, you know, I have no reason to believe that, you know, getting him back in there, you know, that he'll continue to make progress. And, you know, he's like a lot of young guys. You know, we like his ability. We like what he brings to the table. And I think he's one of those guys that you're going to see just, you know, consistently get better, you know, with the more work that he gets.
You know, Tom, I know Robinson Daniel had kind of a tough day at times today, but he's looked good. You've got some other undrafted guys at that position that have looked good. You guys gave Joe a couple of young guys last year in the draft that he had to work with and they developed good through. But what kind of coach is he? What kind of a teacher is he?
Joe's an outstanding coach. You know, he's very knowledgeable. I think he's very good technique-wise. He's very demanding, you know, on his players. And I think that you see that they respond. They respond to him. And to me, that's what coaching's all about, you know, in terms of your players are always going to be a reflection of you, you know, when they hit the field. So he's done an outstanding job in the past. I think he's done an outstanding job, you know, here this year.
Where are you at in figuring out inside linebacker? Obviously, I'm assuming that Martinez has just kind of solidified that, but Barrington and Jake Ryan.
Yeah, you're going to see those guys, you know, play a lot Thursday night, you know. So we're still trying to take advantage of all four preseason games. I think you saw Sam played more, you know, in the San Francisco game, which is that was kind of by design, you know. I mean, the first game out, you know, we just had been over, you know, been a year, all right, since he played, you know, so we didn't want to overplay him, you know, in the first game. Played more, and you know, he'll play quite a bit, you know, Thursday night.
You expect Ryan to be able to show something?
Well, we'll have to see. You know, I mean, he was out on the practice field, you know, for the first time today, so... You know, when a guy's coming back, I have to see how he responds, how he feels tomorrow when he comes in, and hopefully he's able to go. You know.
Tom, I know we're a ways away from September 11th and the opener, but if your big guys up front don't get healthy in time, can you lean on some of the versatility you have with some of your elephants to maybe use those guys on the defensive line if it were to come to that?
Well, that is one of the advantages of having big, you know, elephants. You know, I mean, we've got guys there that we feel fairly physical guys. We've got guys there that have had experience of playing inside. And so that's one of the things that does give you flexibility, you know, within your scheme. And you've got to work a number of those different things. But, you know, we'll have to evaluate that, you know, once we work our way through here.